Continental Real Estate Company's Chair Frank Cass says the Arlington Gateway project at the corner of Lane Avenue and North Star will be an 11-story complex with over 200 high-end apartments, public parking, retail, and office space. But he says the $110 million project in the city of Upper Arlington, but part of the Columbus Schools District, can't get off the ground without long-term concessions. The site currently generates $116,000 a year in taxes for the school district. Cass presented a proposal that would give the school district a fixed annual payment of $422,000 a year for 30 years. He says a third-party assessment of the potential tax revenue of the completed complex could be $991,000 a year for the district, but there's no project unless the developer can lower that tax burden.
At least there's no project that Continental's doing. Probably is only 3 acres. In order to make it work, you need a parking structure, and you need to change the infrastructure and the sewer and water and all that. Those are dollars that the project can't afford on its own.
Cass and Continental are asking the district to accept the lower payment in lieu of taxes or pilot payments for 30 years, much longer than most city-granted tax abatements. There would be no adjustment for inflation, new school levies, or rising real estate values. District Treasurer Stan Bohorek says his office is recommending the proposal because it represents a guaranteed income significantly higher than what the district is currently receiving. He believes it's unlikely a better deal will come along anytime soon.
I was approached probably 3 years ago by the city of Upper Arlington for this very site. We never made it to the point of learning what that development would be, but the financing, it fell through. They could not figure that out. And even they at that time had considered an enhanced TIF of some sort, but that did not progress very far. So that was 3 years ago.
Columbus-based Continental has several properties completed or underway in the region, including hotels in the Short North, Easton, and near Battelle Memorial, as well as senior residences near Mount Carmel West and along 315. And they've worked closely with Central Ohio municipalities. Cass says Upper Arlington has agreed to issue $22.5 million in bonds for the Arlington Gateway project. And earlier this week, the city of Whitehall completed a deal to buy out a strip mall along South Hamilton Road to provide access to a $50 million mixed-use development Continental is starting this summer. School board members were largely positive about the proposal, which they will vote on in 2 weeks. The decision on whether to accept the limited pilot payments comes as the cash-strapped district is still facing the prospect of millions of dollars in budget cuts. But board member Dominic Peretti believes the deal is worth considering, saying, "You can't spend money you don't have." I'm Allison Holm, WCBE News.